Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The data compiled by Johns Hopkins University continues to improve, with the average case count in the U.S. dipping below 34,000 over the past week and deaths from COVID-19 infections easing to less than 600 people per day. The latest guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says fully vaccinated Americans can now stop wearing masks outdoors in crowds and in most indoor settings and give up social distancing. But CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells NBC's Meet the Press the announcement is a first step in a process as cities, states, and local communities begin opening up.
This was not permission to shed masks for everybody everywhere. This was really science-driven, individual assessment of your risk.
Her advice to those not ready to go maskless?
There's no need for everybody to start ripping off their masks. We have been told for 16 months to keep ourselves and our families safe by putting a mask on. Those behaviors are going to be really hard to change, and there is no mandate to take it off. What we're saying is now this is safe. Work at your own speed. Work with your own family and your own businesses to remove them when necessary.
The head of Germany's independent vaccine advisory panel says it's likely that everyone will have to get vaccinated again next year against COVID-19. However, he says there's not enough data yet to say exactly when booster shots will be needed. Meanwhile, Britain is among those nations moving out of lockdowns, but a more contagious virus variant from India is now spreading in the country and could delay things. And India continues to struggle with more than 300,000 cases being confirmed daily. Police are asking villagers in northern India not to dispose of bodies in rivers. Some have been buried in shallow sand graves, and others have been washing up on the banks of the Ganges. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.